In contrast to a forum at Sitka's Chamber of Commerce earlier in the week, the Sitka High Student Council members did not give the candidates the questions in advance. As a result, it didn't take long for the discussion to stray off the familiar terrain of the campaigns to date. After a routine opening round on legislative priorities, Hannah Wolf McPike asked a question that would set the tone for the rest of the evening.
What is your stance on prayer in school? Should it be allowed? And if so, in what form? Mr. Christ Tompkins, you will begin.
I strongly believe in the concept of public education. And public education is not private education. It's not education from church, and it's not a private school education. I think the difference is that in a public school, it's this great melting pot, and that there are very few things that bring everybody together in a community, no matter your background, regardless of your religion. And one of those institutions is public school, and it's what brings a community together. It's the reason that schools throughout Southeast Alaska are the cornerstone of our communities. And I think allowing prayer in school or allowing religion in schools, I think violates that principle, and it will inherently make a certain segment of the student body uncomfortable and feel less secure, less at home in the school that should be their home growing up.
Christ Tompkins' opponent, Representative Bill Thomas, had a different perspective.
I grew up with a very religious grandmother. Prayer was something that happened all the time. I grew up in the A&B, A&S, happened every time before we had a meeting. In the legislature, we pray every day, and every day we have a session. Most meetings you go to, A&B, A&S, go to prayer. I spent 10 months, 17 days in Vietnam. I probably prayed 40 times a day, and it didn't hurt me.
Senator Albert Kukesh is a contemporary of Thomas's and also grew up in a religious home. He said he prayed as a student at Mount Edgecombe and also later in college at Sheldon Jackson.
My personal opinion is I don't have any problem with prayer in school. I think there's probably some other people that may have some problems with school. ACLU maybe have filed suit against on that particular issue many times. But for my personal opinion, I think prayer in school is fine.
So it went down a list of social and resource issues to teen pregnancy, the Pebble Mine, taxes on oil companies, opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil development, reducing the rate of domestic violence and suicide, gun control, and last but not least, gay marriage. This is student council member and forum moderator Ryan Apathy.
And the question is that Alaska's current law only recognizes marriage between one man and one woman. And the question is, would you support any changes to this statute?
Representative Thomas was first.
My understanding is in the Constitution, so the people would have to make that change. I voted for the definition. For some reason, we had to reaffirm the definition of marriage between one man and one woman. But my understanding also that it's in the Constitution, it's written there, and you would have to make that change, and I wouldn't support it, but I do have friends who are gay people, good friends, but doesn't mean that, they're going to hang me or anything, but, nothing was said, but I believe, that's the way I was raised, and, that's the way I live.
Then, Christ Tompkins.
I think that amendment, sort of a vestige of another era, and I think as we sort of grow to become a more tolerant society and have more empathy and understanding of each other, there's no reason to cling to sort of these old notions that I think ultimately make a significant segment of our population feel discriminated against.
And finally, Senator Kukesh made a personal connection to the issue.
I belong to a group of people in Alaska that is familiar with discrimination. I'm an Alaska native, and I wasn't around, but I saw the signs that said no dogs or Indians allowed. So it's a real part of my history. I don't think I want to be associated with a group of people that say we're going to discriminate on another group of people in my lifetime.
Senator Kukesh took the opportunity to mention that he was also a member of the pro-choice group in the legislature and supported the rights of women to have control over their bodies, but he need not have taken the time. The very next question came from Councilmember Kaya Pike.
What is your stance on abortion rights?
Christ Tompkins agreed with Senator Kukesh. Representative Thomas said that he considered himself pro-life, but he drew the line at cutting social benefits for pregnant teens. And this wasn't even a full hour into the program. The fourth student council member on the panel was Leon Clare. In the last 30 minutes, the candidates were permitted to ask questions of each other and answer questions from the audience, both in the hall and in the listening audience. The topics ranged from education funding to the privatization of the Tongass by Sea Alaska and others. The candidates who appeared at Thursday night's high school forum in Sitka are three of the four running for seats representing House District 34. Senator Bert Stedman was invited to the event but declined and remained in Ketchikan to campaign there. The general election is Tuesday, November 6th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.